Yo, I'm all in.
I'm OJ.
I'm Gana.
And we have a very special guest today.
And what's up, I'm Leo.
And welcome back to the second episode of OK, You're Right. So today is Wednesday, May 24, and well, which means actually Ramadan's in a couple of days. So
I'm triggered.
You know what? I got to start unfollowing all these IG models and Twitter honeys. I don't know about you, OJ.
It is Respect Woman Wednesdays.
What about that one? What about that one girl? That one girl we saw. She was the Muslim girl today. Can you follow her? She's in the hijab still, covered up.
Which one?
The one. I think one on Twitter.
Oh, shit, bro.
Bro, y'all gotta follow her. Yo, shout out to you.
Everybody
man.
Is thirsty over.
I love
shout
Hidabi.
Out to you, bro. Yo, like, for real.
My girl is.
Yeah, respect hijabis. Well, of course respect hijabis. Right. She wasn't sick.
It's got a popping though.
She was beautiful.
Yo, you know what? You know beautiful. What I want to start off talking about? Yo, who's is Katy Perry's Justin Bieber's Miley Cyrus looking ass?
Yo, for real? No, bro. Listen, like, that video of that SNL shit, like, that shit was hilarious to me. Like, for real. I actually thought that was the funniest thing of all time. Yeah. Because, bro, how in the world? Like, I don't understand. First of all, number one, Migos didn't need to be in that song. Let's just get that out of the way. Migos are getting pimped. They're getting used. And everybody knows this because there was no need for them to be inside that song. Second of all, what is she doing, bro? Like, for real, though. Like, she's out here. I don't even understand. Like, she's the wackest dancer. Yeah,
yo, like, but, like, first, like, this is my opinion. Katy Perry, leave Migos alone.
Yeah.
No, leave them alone.
Leave anything hip-hop related alone.
Leave hip-hop alone.
Yo, that's the thing, though. Everybody loves to use it.
But, yo, also, like, there's two sides. Like, Migos could have been like, nah, we don't want to do this. But, like, yo, their price is going way up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
You're not trying to get that bag. Katy Perry, but, like, at the end of the day, like, I just don't like... yo, like, Miley Cyrus just came out, right, like, last week and said that she thought that she stopped listening to rap because rap is... misogynistic and blah blah blah. Listen, it's okay to change your opinion on like how you feel about something, but when you're at the position where you're at, you can't come back and say, "Oh,
yo, she's probably saying that because the rap niggas don't fuck with her anymore."
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean, bro? Like, you can't like, yo, you can't have been that deep into it, like to the point where like you made a rap song like with 23, and then you can't come back and say like, "Yo, I don't like rap," especially at your
stuff. She
like,
thought she was
yo,
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, say to
she your actually head. Thought she was bro, Hannah Montana.
Bro, say it in your head, keep it with you, but like, I don't want you to come back and tell me that because like, I don't. You know what? I want all the money back from every single anything rap related that you ever made. I want the money from that back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, give it back to the culture then, because don't come back and say, "Oh, man, I don't mess with rap and do that."
Yo, you guys see her dancing though? Like that was an issue.
Okay, Perry.
Yeah,
bro, man, she looked like that one white kid that's trying to fit in with the black kid.
Yeah, no, she actually looked whack as hell, bro.
And I'm actually surprised Migos didn't just start gassing her, because like, that's what happens all the time.
The funniest part of that was like at the end of it, bro, the loaf of bread. Or whatever it is. And she's trying to give it to Offset. Yo, Offset's dead ass confused. Like, my guy is looking like, what am I supposed to do with this?
White people, man.
Bro,
no.
So
tell me you
mad.
Guys saw the awards where she started trying to dance to Bad and Bougie. Mm-mm. Cringing, bro.
She
I was
dancing to Bad and Bougie?
Trying to, yo, she was like, Offset.
Yeah, no. Because, yo, did that. No, that was
the
from the
worst.
Video. When she's like, Offset. Yo, that was
that's
the
one I'm talking about. Like, that is so cringy.
But, like, on Moms, bro, it's like, she got caught making this racist joke, and now she's just trying to amp up her blackness.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember that. That's, yeah, I actually man. Forgot about that. She actually did get caught making
like,
a
the
racist
publicist
joke.
Was just like, can you just please act black like for as long as
yeah,
possible?
And even the other one, like she got that white kid who dances right, like he dances like how to hit them folks and all that.
Yeah, yo, why do they look like each other? Like Miley Cyrus,
I don't know,
in the same
man.
Factory, bro, for real.
I really don't understand. I don't even
barber.
Fuck. Like, yo, I don't get why anybody ever makes that decision. Like from the like.
Oh God, Ellen birthed all these people.
Yo, yeah, but like Ellen, yo, Ellen makes Ellen, it cool though. Like you know what I mean.
Ellen's black.
Ellen
though.
Rocks,
mother, Ellen's black.
Yeah, Ellen. Yeah, Ellen's a cool one though. But like, mother. I don't understand. But like, Katy Perry was a hot girl. Like, I don't. I just don't understand why you had to drop. I don't know. Whatever though.
Yo,
I
she looks like Ellen now, low key.
Bro, she looks like JB too, right?
That's another white people.
Yeah, like pretty right. much. Like, the freaking, she has the, oh, I need to talk to your manager cut. Like, that's what she has right now, bro. Like, it's actually the wildest situation still.
What do you guys think about rappers dressing up like females? Because I know this has been a hot topic lately.
The next topic?
Yeah. And like, I know, like, I'm pretty sure Sway, during the Billboard Awards, like, he told Lil Uzi, like, your dress is pretty feminine. What do you guys think about that? Personally, me, like, who am I to tell how another grown man's gonna dress?
I don't mind it because, like, it depends. Well, like, okay, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? I actually just don't care because, like, it's whatever. At the end of the day, it's like your thing. And I just think it's like random. Cause yo, you know what I hate, bro? I hate it because every rapper today just wants to do it to be different, bro. Yeah. And everybody's trying to be different. One thing I hate, bro, is when like somebody titles their thing alternative rock. Like, I'm so tired of this. Like, I hate Lil Uzi for this garbage, bro. And like, everybody just wants to be different.
Right, being different in the same way. That's the lamest part about it.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing too.
When Young Thug wore a dress on the album cover, everybody was like, holy shit, this nigga's wearing a dress on the album cover. He looked like a goddamn Hokage.
And that was, but yo, that was cool though to me because like, you knew what he was trying to get at. Like, I knew like that was his purpose. Like I knew it for a thing. I hate, like, I just don't get it, bro. Like, it's not even cool. Like, the one that Uzi was wearing, like the feminine shirt, it's just not a good looking thing. Like, it's
yo,
not even,
okay,
like,
honestly, like,
and his excuse to back it up was, oh yeah, it's $2,400.
It wasn't $2,400.
Yo, it was $2,400.
It wasn't $2,400. No, it was $800.
But that wasn't the good fabric, though.
Okay.
it wasn't the good fabric.
Sure.
Honestly, like, for me, the perspective that I take on this is like, yo, niggas, like, if you could go and just wear a dress and do what you want still, you're the fucking man.
Yo, like, but like,
I on think... moms, I'm wearing a romper this summer. Like, I'm just going to keep it a buck with y'all.
I might pull up to
I'm wearing
Ghana
a leather romper,
bro.
A leather with a cape, my nigga.
Yo, changing the game. This is the thing, though. Like, nigga. Taking, like, I hate, like, I can't even get over this alternative rock thing, bro. Because that was, like, what he put for actual tour. Like,
buddy,
like
you're,
it's not
you're a rapper.
Bro. I hate it, bro, because it's the worst, bro. It's literally not rock. Like, it's not rock. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't even sound like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's alternative rock.
It's
yeah,
not. Well, that's it's not alternative rock.
It's alternative,
well, yo,
though.
His inspirations are like little rock stars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. And like that completely. But yo, another thing is everybody keeps on saying that Uzi's bridging the gap between rock. That's not true, number one. Like, people have done this. Yeah. Yo, people have been doing this. So I hate the people online like, oh, he's trying to push that because he's not doing
but
it.
But I mean, image wise, I guess he's probably like he dressed like a white dude. You saw a white dude dressed like Lil
yo,
Uzi,
but look,
no,
bro.
No.
Yo, Wayne did it, and everybody hated on Wayne when Wayne first did it. When Wayne was rocking skinny jeans, bro, and now everybody wants to be a rock star. That's Wayne did that shit first and started calling himself a rock star with the skinny jeans. When Wayne was doing it, everybody was hating.
Yo,
on
no,
him.
Yo, but look. The one thing, okay, we'll just. You know, okay, you know when niggas wear purses?
Yeah.
It's not a purse, B.
Yeah, I know.
Man, like, that's Goyard. Yeah,
I know,
like,
that's the thing. It's Goyard.
The thing is, like, hip-hop is always like, yo, they used to fucking wear, like, triple X-large white tees and, like, baggy-ass jeans. And, like, right now, everything is, like, completely the opposite. It's all tight, you know?
Yeah, because, yo, it's generational, like, it's generational shit.
Differences, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah, like, but don't get it twisted. Like, if my son dressed like that, like,
bro. I would, yeah, okay, if my son had hopped up in a dress, I'd be tripping. I would be tripping, though, like, for real, like, just on the first initial reaction. But then, like, yo, on the lows, if it's fresh, you can go out with it.
No,
like,
no, that's
if it looks fresh, I'll allow it, just because, like, at least, like, you did your thing, and it came in the thing. Just don't come out wearing, like, the ugliest
if
dress.
If it's 2400.
I won't rate you, like.
If it's 2400, I'll come clean.
Exactly, man. You know what I mean? Like, if it's, like, if you went in and you did
like,
your
no
little thing.
No, Lamal shit, you know what I mean? The girls section.
Like, it's dead ass not my first choice, but, like, I won't, like, you know
my
what I mean?
My son's not shopping in Aritzia.
Yeah. Like, I'm just you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna let my, like, I'm not gonna ever take him there, but I'm just saying, like, if he did it one day and said, like, and it looked cool, I would just allow it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what
I
mean? I would just allow it. I would just have to look the other way and.
For Lil Uzi, just dressing, like, having dresses on, like, I rate the man. Young Thug is a fucking man.
Yo, Young Thug's a legend, bro.
Young Thug's a man. Like, the man wore a dress on his album cover, and the nigga got ridiculed for it. He's still doing it. Like, he's still making big money.
I remember, like, deadass is, like, the most iconic thing I've seen in the last, like, 5 years. For real, was Thug stomping that guy on the runway. Like that was such a moment, bro. Like,
yeah, that video, man.
I thought it was the littest thing. Like, when I first watched it, I was like, bro, that is the littest thing I have ever seen, bro. My guy had the blunt. The guy just like, yo, he just did it so calmly. Like, he just.
Yo, Icy's picture of 2016. Was that 2016? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was 2016. Yo, that was so dope. No, like, Thug is.
Oh, when Thug
crazy.
Was on the Kanye
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
Mood in all 2017.
Bro, Thug is so brazy. You don't even realize, like, until later. Like, well, I feel like later on, everybody's going to be like, oh, what Thug was doing was so dope like that. Because, like, Thug is actually pushed. Thug pushes more boundaries than anybody, bro.
Ahead of his time.
Thug is ahead of his time.
Game, bro. He literally beefed the game and he didn't even back down.
You know what's crazy, though?
That happened, though, yeah.
Like Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan came up together.
Yeah.
And where the. Yo, Rich Homie Quan is pulling 200K in a month views. In a month. Like, he's okay, you know, that's a colossal fall off. Like,
yeah, no, it is free. But yo, it's hard.
He had a verse on Mamacita. That's a legendary track.
Yeah.
Legendary track.
Yo.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I'm actually even more shook. Speaking of falling off. Did y'all see Fetty Wap tweet out that track, eh?
Yo.
My nigga had 8 retweets.
Bro. 8 retweets, fam. 8.
Yo.
Yo. Shout out to 300. I'm not going to comment on Fetty Wap.
That's got to be the, like, I like Fetty. Yo, I love Fetty in 2015. Like, straight up. Like, I'm not even, like, hating on Fetty. I like Fetty's, like, music in, like, I like it, though. It's, like, I don't think it's up to 2015, like, levels. Yeah, again, but.
But he's trying, like,
the thing to me is just, like, it's wild. How do you, fall off that hard?
Did you listen to the song, bro?
Like, I didn't listen to it, no. I didn't listen to it. Was it good?
He sounds like he's trying to be a trap rapper, but, like, that's you're a singer, my nigga. Like, get on the hooks.
That's actually wild to me. Like, I like Fetty Wap, but I didn't think, like, I thought he was going to be way bigger than he should have been. Like, you know what I mean? Bigger than he should have been.
It's the way he came out, and, like, same thing applies to design. And, like, these guys came out with, like, banging hits, and, like, they can't keep up.
We were just talking about this. I was actually about to say this, bro. Designer is the truth, though. Have you heard of Holy Ghost?
I definitely like Designer.
Yo, like, Designer has – that's the thing. It's really hard. Like, with Quan and freaking – it sucks, bro. Like, I would hate to come out with – a banger like that. I would absolutely hate to come out with. Like,
but that's what killed me about Fetty Wap, bro. Is like, he dropped Trap Queen, and I was like, this is fucking nuts. But then he dropped 6-7-9.
Yeah, yo, he dropped. And then he dropped
My Way. My way. He dropped My Way.
Wait, so those were hits. Fetty
Wap deadass had like the album itself was garbage. I thought it was garbage, but the six. But, like, the 5 or 6 singles that he dropped were all bang. Like, they were all hits, like top 40 hits on the thing. RGF. 6-7-9
Trap Queen.
RGF Island was another one.
On the remix of one of those.
That was RGF Island. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Still, like,
Yo, you guys see Drake at the Billboard?
Okay, let's talk about that speech.
Go.
Let's talk about that.
Low key though, it's
Drake
probably,
did that.
I think on purpose they just wanted to give him the rest of the awards.
Yo, Drake did that. 13, right?
Yeah, bro. You already walked in with 10. And
dog, that's no like for real. That's one of those nights where like. Like, that's a moment, like, in somebody's career, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like people remember, like, the Kanye, I guess we'll never know.
Was that his first Grammy?
I think that was his first one when he won for Album of the Year. Yeah, that was fire. That's, like, one of the dopest Grammy speeches ever, to be honest. And, like, you remember, like, Kendrick, like, doing 5 Grammys in a night? Like, you remember those things? Like, that's Drake's night to me. Like, that was, to me, I don't even know when peak Drake is anymore, like, to be quite honest with you. I feel like we're in the middle of peak Drake. But at the same time, there's times where I feel like, to me, the peak Drake was OVO Fest 2015.
Oh.
Because I don't think there was a possible way for than
yo,
he was.
He grew. He grew like he basically leveled up after he grew a beard and he destroyed me.
Bro, I was disgusted at the fact that I had to miss that OVO Fest because first of all, there will never be a better OVO Fest than that one.
Ever.
No doubt, there will never be a better OVO
that
Fest
was actually
than
probably
that.
The best couple days of my life.
And
yeah, it was so lit.
Yo, it was trash because like I didn't have money at the time to go to, and like I was cool with it. I was cool with not going to OVO Fest. I was like, okay, this is going to be another OVO Fest. I love my chance.
That was 2015.
Yeah.
I was in Lebanon.
And then, like, the Meek thing happened. And then back-to-back happened. And I was
like, yo, like, I from a battle rapper, I expected much, much better. Everybody thought Meek Mill was going to wash Drake. He didn't do shit.
Nah, I don't think anybody thought he was going to wash. I thought he was going to match him.
No, but then like, again, Meek fans thought he was going to wash Drake, but, like, Meek fans, they're just Meek fans.
Yeah.
Drake isn't in rap like that. Like, Drake has positioned himself in the pop game, like, very, 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 very securely to the point where his fan base is comprised of people who don't give a fuck about rap, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Meek Mill literally could have washed him, like, really could have washed him and just said the most that, like, yo, you love Nicki, but, like, Nicki swallowing my kids, like, all of that shit. Came at Drake, reamed him out. And it wouldn't have mattered.
He definitely pulled Drake's strings with those ghostwriting rumors.
Yeah,
like,
thing is, yo, Drake, he didn't. Man. The thing is, I just, bro. Here's the thing that I've just come to look at that from that. Every rapper needs to learn that as a lesson. Deadass, don't come at Drake unless you have everything ready. Don't like mention it. It's cool. Like you know anything about Drake, just chill with it. Keep it to yourself. Honestly, unless you have the whole thing. Like you know what I mean. Wanna Know wasn't dope. The only W that he took, unfortunately, was War Paint because Yeah.
Yo, people didn't pay attention to Warpaint that much. Like,
it didn't make as much.
Yo, because the man dropped 3. Yo. No, he dropped 3 before he dropped Warpaint.
But I'm not going to lie, that Warpaint at the time, at the day, like, I thought, like, when Summer 16 dropped, I thought it was, like, a flex on Drake, like, one more huge shot. And then like Meek did it 15 minutes later and it knew everything that he was gonna say, bro. Like,
yeah.
I was like, come on, bro. Like this guy went in with that. If like it just it sucks to me because I wish that went like first. Like, you know what I mean? I wish that came first instead of Thing, but obviously, like it's just what it is. Cause if that came first or he had dropped something even on like close to War Pains, that would have been a whole different thing. Okay. Like if right after Charged Up dropped, because first of all, to me, I actually think Charged Up was a better diss track, personally, than Back to Back.
Yo,
no, chill. No. I'm dead serious, bro.
Yo, you're doing Zed.
Bro, no. I've been saying it. Back to Back banged, obviously. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it goes off in the club. So, yeah. Like, it did its purpose. But as far as, like, just being so, like, it was subtle, but it was, like, bars, bro. Like, he was going
at
it.
This is Charged Up. The quote in Charged Up is, yeah. Cops are shooting people with their arms up.
Yeah.
And your main focus is trying to harm us. Yeah. But wait, the main bar in Back is shout out all my boss bitches, wife and niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you hit them with the prenup.
Bro, I sometimes it's disrespectful as hell. Don't get me wrong, but I just think like on the overall, like I listened to Charged Up a lot more than I listened to Back to Back.
At the onset,
on like when they first both dropped, I listened to that thing.
When Charged Up, Right Hand, and Hotline Bling dropped, I was listening to Right Hand.
And my right hand.
Bro. Also, man, like, Jesus Christ, the way he went at that, bro, like, was just disgusting. Like, putting it on OVO and letting it ring five times in a row. Yeah. Bro,
oh my god,
he was actually the Don. Like,
it got nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, like it's crazy.
I remember that day actually. I was in the studio and I was working on a track with Dave. And so we're working on a track, and I'm like, yo, hold up. OVO Sound Radio is on, and this is right after the Meek Mill thing. So I'm like, yo, we gotta listen to this. And I hear a party track, that No Feelings. I'm like, okay, this is
it was a good day.
And then I hear like the little beginning of Charged Up. And I knew it was an issue.
Yeah, no. It was dope and all. Charged Up was like, I don't know, man. Like, just everything that Drake did about that to me was just brazy. Like, to the means, to all that, man. Like, he went in on some, like, it was crazy, bro. Like, that was like, the let me flex my power.
You guys saw the other day the picture with Tory Lanez, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Let's go, bro.
Let's talk about that.
Listen, I might cry. Just know that. I might cry. That's all I know.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm disappointed that it was a sham, to be honest. Probably a sham, but, like, I'm kind of disappointed in that. But at the same time, I'm kind of over it because, like, a Drake and Tory track will actually
It's for the greater good.
Bro, this is what it is.
Tory Lanez is going to remix every single track of Take Care. Watch.
Bro, like, here's the thing about the thing I didn't like about that, though, was like, okay, it's not like Tory was setting little shots, bro. Tory talks the most shit, and this guy is buddy with him. Like,
but then in the interviews, they were like, how do you feel about you? He's like, no, man, I got so much respect for Drake. Like, I always look. And then Drake, came at Drake when he was in Toronto, like, listen, Drake, man, I have a lot of respect for you. I just wanted to earn some stripes, and like, I wanted the people in the industry to respect me more.
Yo, you can't come at Drake in his own city, Toronto. You can't. Nobody, bro, Toronto, like, people can't even come at him, like, outside of Toronto. Toronto coming at Drake.
I had suspicions, though, when I heard, like, Magnolia, right? This remix beat, it sounded like literally my sister tried to remake Magnolia on FL. And then I hear that this man can't get the beat. But I'm like, how the fuck you get the beat for Controller when you're beefing Drake? Right? How does Drake let you wash him on Controller? Like, listen, I love you, Drake.
Conspiracy. Oh. But except right? you didn't wash him.
Beat for Controller. How do they allow that? And then this man, hey, Pierre, you want to come out here? Doesn't allow you with Magnolia? Like, this does not add up.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come
but
beat
on his
the ass?
On the sidebar, my guy did not get washed. I just want to put this out. I'm Lane's washed Drake on Controller. I completely disagree.
No one can satisfy me.
Like, hey, yo, don't get me wrong. They were both sick. It's just they were both different flavors. Right, that's what I think it is.
Let me break this down. Tory Lanez wasn't saying type shit on there. He wasn't saying like.
Nah, he was saying. Right.
He wasn't saying shit like. Was, yo, Controller's like a little cute track where I get my bae, you know, we just go cut a little bit. We're cool, you know.
I'm reaching saying Drake got washed because I'm when you Drake listen to the lyrics,
washed,
though,
get washed.
Like the lyrics wise, I'm saying Drake wins. Like I just like the if I'm listening to the words, but if you're just listening to music
to
on like a
vibe?
Type tip, where it's just like you want to hear the patois, washy with it, like man was talking.
Tory Lanez did this thing on that, no doubt, but like I don't even know. Has Drake ever been washed? Who watched Drake?
On a track?
Who watched Drake ever?
Future.
That's true. Yeah, like, not gonna lie. I completely forgot.
What a time to be alive. Definitely Future stuff.
Bro, I was thinking about this.
Future on Digital Dash.
I was thinking about this.
No, but Drake did obviously kill.
You thought Drake watched him on Digital Dash? Yeah. You're on crack. You're actually on crack. But yo, listen, like there was only one song on that whole thing that I can say that. Scholarships.
Yep.
That was the only one that I thought that he watched.
Fire track.
What? Plug. Go.
I'm the plug.
What? Bro, no. That was Future. That was Future. Bro, this was something I was going to say.
I lied.
Something I was going to say. From my recent memory, I can't think of a rapper having a better quality, like quality-wise year than Future did in 2015. Like
the quality or was the quantity?
It was quantity and quality, though.
Did he miss?
Yeah. What did he miss with? Monster? Hit. No, 56 hit. Night? Hit. Beast Mode? Hit. And then DS2?
That's four.
Yeah. Bro. What a time to be alive, bro. Yo.
No misses.
No, Future snapped in that 20.
Shout out to Metro Boomin. He definitely played a
part in that. Bro, Metro played his role, but like, bro, when I say like, I still, that's a blastic to me, like straight up, like what a time. What a time. It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a blastic.
No, it's a classic. It's a classic. Bro. People are going to realize this in like 5 years, bro, and I'm going to be so mad because I've been saying this. It's a classic, bro. I didn't want to admit it was a classic, but it's a classic. Like, and it's Future's, it's Future's fault because I actually don't think quality and quantity-wise, nobody in my like era, I can't think of anyway. Even Wayne, and I love Wayne. Even Wayne, but I don't think that Wayne had a straight year like that. What year? What straight year? Wayne had a time span.
His prime was definitely around 2008, I'd say.
Oh.
2009, around there.
Like, okay, but you're going to
say. If he died in 2008, he would have been.
Don't get me wrong, but what, like, you think in 1 year he had a hotter year than Future as far as putting out that
five
much?
Five projects, 100% from the field.
Bro, I love Wayne, and I love 2008 Wayne, but I'm talking, and here's the thing, I think Wayne just had like a really, really hot span from like 06 to like 09, where like he was putting out like a lot of consistent verse. I just don't think he was doing it to the level of like in one span where you put out five, bro, and all of them are boom. Like that's what jumped Future's career. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like everybody, it wasn't like it was one thing from What a Time to Be Alive. It was everybody knew that Monster was good. Everybody knew 56 Nights was good. Everybody knew Beast Mode was good. So by the time DS2 came, everybody was ready. He delivered on that. And then he just said, listen, I'm not done. One more for you guys. And, I'm not going to lie.
They didn't make it in 6 days, too.
Yeah. That's crazy,
oh, that's spooks.
And you know what? Another thing, too. A lot of people sleep on Evil.
No. Evil's my pillow, dog.
I thought it was good, but it's not comparable to his other.
No, it's not comparable, but I mean like there are knives on the thing is here though is that it's he has the same syndrome that Drake does at this point because he just came with such fire for an entire year.
Yeah.
Is where when you don't come with absolute dicks the entire project, people think it's a flop. Like Views, there were bops on that. More Life especially too. People were kind of sleeping on More Life.
Low-key niggas were dissing More Life, but there's some crazy bops somewhere. I'm not gonna lie.
And all these new Future projects, people, they're like, yes, there are misses on those albums. They're better than most albums that are coming out now.
But Future, like the Future album this year, I thought it was garbage at first, but like if you actually keep it going, there's a lot of bangers on it. Rep Money, Draco, POA, what's the other one? Fez did a sweep too.
Mask off.
I'm so groovy.
Hey, Massage
in My Room is pretty good too. I'm So Groovy is better than Mask Off, also in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I thought I'm So Groovy should have been
Mask Off got too pop.
Oh yeah, the Mask Off remix with Kendrick Lamar.
What
did you guys think of that?
I didn't like it too much, to be honest.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah,
like you know what it was to me sometimes.
It was lit, when
a rapper lets a track like breathe, bro.
Huh?
Yeah. Like I just like when like a beat like that, like just let it breathe a little bit. Like that's what.
Okay, yo, but like,
who would have been a good remix? Like, who would have been good on that instead of Kendrick Lamar
or Drake? Like Drake.
I don't know. Drake. Hops.
I don't think.
I don't think.
Drake imagine Thugger on Mask Off.
Who else would be good?
I honestly, for real, that would have been a match.
Uzi?
Nah.
I feel like Uzi ruins like.
Yeah, because
Big Sean.
Yeah.
Big Sean on Mask Off, I would have liked to see.
Yes.
I would not want to. If Big Sean was on Mask Off, it would just be a discount Kendrick verse.
No.
100%.
Did you listen to the Kendrick's verse on that track, though? Because yeah. He was doing too much. Like, yeah. He was trying to be that. Like, because Big Sean would have came with the flows, man. Like, he would have came with the, like, the bars. And Kendrick, I guess he comes with that kind of substance.
Yo, the thing is, nigga, not even that. It's just
no,
like,
no, no, no. Kendrick
he,
came with
yo,
Big,
he
bro.
Went to Kendrick on it, like, in the sense of, like, he went to, like, he was making an album.
Yeah.
Like, and he came with all his, like,
how you like conscious
yeah, like he came with all his like yeah.
He was like, how do
you know
like
what I mean? Like the melodies that he wants to put and all that. And it's yeah. like, yo, like sometimes like I like the fact the Future is just literally saying, Rick James, 33 chains. Like it's just like it just sounds cool because the beat's so like the beat already does its work. Like yeah. from the moment I heard the beat, I was like, wow, this is a problem.
This dude. Was yeah. also another topic I was gonna bring to you guys. Do you guys feel like the producers carry their
own pens?
Bro, like I mean like 40 definitely like carries Drake.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Like,
think,
I don't think so.
Him, but like, I think yo, Metro Boomin definitely put on a lot.
The perfect, yo, the perfect, no, the perfect like thing is like they complement each other. 40 and Drake are perfect. They complement each other because Drake's too skilled for me.
Future are perfect together too. Like your Future literally has the whole story.
Metro carries everybody though. I think Metro carries everybody like straight up.
Metro, it depends like the time span we're talking about.
Metro carries Future. Like I'm not even like thing, but like look at the Metro beat. Allows Future to be but like Future, know,
cause
yeah.
Because like Evil Future is Southside, like Evil Future is Southside. POA. There's so many ones that he's.
Oh my god, yo, Southside's actually the GOAT.
Southside's
yo,
pretty.
Yo, Southside's out here.
And I fuck with Southside did so both. Much more because Southside. I don't think he tags his shit as much.
Yo, he doesn't. Yo, Southside did Tunnel Vision. Take
the
that
GOATs
in.
Don't tag beats. I not don't yeah, fucking yeah. at me on this, bro. The best producers don't need to fucking tag their beat. You want to know why? Because if the beat is good enough, motherfuckers gonna be like, "Yo, who the fuck produced this?"
Yeah, who's hottest right now? Also, because his two guys who, to me, like that, I would say carry everybody, Murder and Metro.
Oh, Murder,
like
yeah.
Murder actually Murda carries everybody.
Yeah. No, actually, no, I lied. No, he doesn't. Nah,
no, he's
shit.
On the come up. Like, nah, he's putting out. No, him and the
right
Migos.
I'm stressing.
Like, Get Right With You wouldn't be Get Right With You without that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, bro, like, yo, Murder is 100% from the Future. I've actually never heard a bad Murder beat. I hope I never hear a bad Murder beat. It actually ruined a lot of things for me, to be honest.
No, but, like, yo, I feel, yo, like, on Growth, I feel like Offset carried the beat. Money knocking on my door. You know what
nah,
I mean?
Nah, I feel like, no. I feel like Murder, because, bro, like, it wouldn't be that if he didn't give him that beat to make that flow on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that flow is sick, but that beat is literally so unique that, like, that's how he had to come at it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, some guys, like 40, it caters to something that he knows, like, is going to flow for Drake like that. I like, Digital Dash, where it's like, that beat is just, it's a whole new, it forces you to come with something new. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't come with a regular flow that you get to use, but that's how Murder comes, because those flutes and things that he does, like Sacrifices and no, was this like, did he do Sacrifices?
Or nah, it was Portland. That wasn't even a flute,
Portland.
Bro. That was a recorder, my nigga. Just thinking about it now, actually, I changed my answer. The producers really do care because, yo, imagine like back in the day listening to like Jay-Z, Nas, all these people.
Yeah, that's curious.
Like
yo, Dr. Dre.
Jay-Z,
holy
Dr.
Shit.
Dre. Actually, I like.
Oh, Dr. Dre, man. You know, like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Like, yo, those guys, they carried the song, you know what I mean, with themselves. They carry the songs with themselves. So, like, I guess now, because, like, the artists aren't as lyrical.
And, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
They're not as unique.
It's because the beats got better, so you don't
the
need
beats,
to be lyrical.
The beats got better, and the beats got...
The beats did get better, though. That's the most important part, to be honest. Like production. Production.
Well, like, I feel like the beats are, like, adapting to, like, the new generation of music. It's not, like, the old school kind of music, you know?
Bro, and it's so lit. That's the... I guess we saved that for another time, to be honest. But like I was going to say, one major thing about this right now that I love is just the way like rap is going right now. The beats and everything, it's getting, yo, it's actually, Kanye said in My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, is hip-hop just a euphemism for a new religion? Rap is taking over. Like, rap is more influential than like almost anything.
No,
right
dead
now.
Ass, though. Like, bro.
Like, bro, it like it changes like things. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just taking like the impact of like To Pimp a Butterfly, like yeah, like that had
yo,
impact.
Even like on myself, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I
taking what Chief Keef did to our city.
I had to
taking what Chief Keef did to
yeah.
our city.
Yeah, taking what Chief Keef did to our city. Bro, like,
I actually had to stop listening Ontario. To POA, and I had to stop listening to Evil Future because it was making me a bad person.
Yeah, bro.
Like I was fucking niggas' girlfriends and laughing at them.
That's the thing, bro. Like dead ass, bro. I had to stop like with listening to like things like that. All those things are like,
dead ass.
I just, like eventually I just have to chill. That's why I switched it to Chance. So like I just
you know
get my balance
I mean?
Out.
Yeah,
let's go to church, man. And
I get my balance.
All right, guys, that's going to be a wrap for the second episode. We're going to be dropping, actually, a new episode every Friday. So actually, make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. And I just want to shout out a couple people that actually showed some support on the first episode. You guys showed a lot of love. Real quickly, let me just see Kevin, Jake, Diana, Keyboard Kid. Who else is there? There's a lot of people. Anthony, God Save the Rebel, Sab. Cordell and
shout out to my nigga Cordell.
There's a lot of people,
more Deezy
people. I'll make sure to shout out every single episode people at the end. So thank you guys for that. And follow me on Twitter, Molian. Follow Hot Freestyle, and
Gnom at It's Gnom. Also follow me on SoundCloud. Follow me on Instagram. It's all at It's Gnom. G E N O M.
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on MySpace. Follow me. I'll play. Now, follow me on Twitter, MoJ Tweets. Yeah, MoJ Tweets. And follow me on Instagram. I'm going to drop a very fire picture very soon. It's been a long time. In a minute. MoJ Posts. So MoJ POSTS. And shout out my nigga Mo from India. Well, not from India. He's at India right now. Shout out my nigga.
India right now. I'm Leo at Might Be Leo. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. It would be my phone number. I would if I could, but it ain't because I can't. Listen, man, it's L-E-O. Don't forget the dot, man. It's crucial when you want to search me up on Apple Music, Spotify, all that good shit. Go listen to Waze. Go listen to Come Through. You know, I'm tired of eating junior fucking chickens, my nigga.
Value menu.
Yes, sir.
Man, take it easy, guys.
Take it easy, guys.